Ladies and gentlemen, Musical Chairs is on the air.
Artists, songwriters, instrumentalists, producers, sound engineers,
and anyone else in the arts.
Thank you for joining us. On this episode of Musical Chairs, we have a new guest who's sure to entertain and inspire you. Hear their story, feel their passion, and join them in their journey as we put them in the chair. Now please welcome your hosts, Lisa Berry and Eric Lambier.
Hey, that's us.
Hey, that is us. How are you, Lisa?
I'm great. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. It's rainy out and it's beautiful up here in Canada. I am one of your co-hosts, one of your hosts. Maybe we can start saying that. I'm Eric Lambier, and
I'm Lisa Berry.
And we are your hosts for this hour of Musical Chairs.
Lots of good music coming up, but what's kind of exciting is that our special guest today, we are a stop on one of their big tours.
We are. It's the 50th tour for this band, and we have a lead singer, songwriter, extraordinaire. Oh, we got to do a drum roll. We always do this. We have Chuck Jackson of Down Child Blues Band on the air with us. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Good, folks. Nice to be in the chair. Nice that it's not an electric chair. That's good.
Oh, gee, yeah.
We don't have a button or anything to press.
That'd be the electric blues.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you go. That's actually funny. That was a good one.
I'm not usually funny, Chuck. But Eric has been excited to do this show. You were over at the festival.
I was down at the Toronto Jazz Festival and the TD Jazz Festival, and I caught the boys up there on Bloor Street there doing the what would you call it, sir? The headline of the show on the Saturday night, and it was awesome.
Yeah, we had lots of great guests, you know, Dan Aykroyd and Paul Schaefer, David Wilcox, a couple of our old alumni. Gene Taylor, who played with us, who was with the Fabulous Thunderbirds for quite a while, and Kenny Neal
was there too. Was he drumming? Yeah. He was a drummer, was he?
No, Kenny Neal, guitar player, who used to play with Down Child for a while.
Okay. Cool.
He lives in Louisiana. He lives in Baton Rouge now.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, from Finland, Erika Lettinen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, fantastic guitar player, singer. Yeah, it was a great night.
Yeah, for sure. I had a few Mill Street Organics to watch.
Ah, did you? Well, that got you in the mood. A little booze and a little blues. That's always good.
Exactly. And actually, just on that note, they had a really good band before you, too, was a New Orleans-type second-line band, which was really cool, too. So they had some really good entertainment down there. But what we want to do now is we're going to have Lisa read the bio for Down Child Blues and possibly Chuck's tour or just Down Child.
Yeah, the only thing we can't read the whole bio for the Down Child Blues Band because you've been on for 50 years.
50 years, that's amazing, by the way. Congratulations on the tour.
Well, thanks. That's 50 years. It's amazing. I mean, you think, a lot of other things going on this year, 50th celebration, the 50th celebration of Woodstock in 69, 50th anniversary of First Man on the Moon, 50th anniversary of the invention of the Caesar, one of our favorite Canadian drinks for getting rid of hangovers.
I did not know that as an anniversary that long.
It was invented in Calgary by a guy at the airport, a bartender at the airport in Calgary. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? These are cool stories that you just never know. I'm going to have to put a special calendar day now for this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, you know what's funny is I've got a little bit of a thing pulled up here, but it's funny. You just mentioned 20. Sorry, guys, we had a little chat with Chuck here before, and he mentioned 21 albums. So it says right here, and maybe they're wrong, but after 18 albums, it says countless awards and wowing sold out audiences around the globe. The legendary Down Child Blues Band are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year with a brand new show featuring hits like Flip Flop and Fly, as well as fan favorites and hidden gems throughout their illustrious career. But is it 18 or is it 21?
Well, actually, that would include, like, best of albums. We've had, you know, the greatest hits and best of albums and things like that.
Okay. Well, we'll continue here. Dan Child came to international prominence as the inspiration for Hollywood stars Dan Aykroyd and the late John Belushi's hit film, The Blues Brothers. In fact, two Dan Child songs, Shotgun Blues and I Got Everything I Need, Almost, I love that, were even covered on The Blues Brothers in 1978. Multi-platinum album, Briefcase Full of Blues.
I love that album, by the way.
And I love the story behind it. And the band is led by founder Donnie, Mr. Dan Child Walsh on guitar and harmonica, and singer, guess who? Chuck Jackson, who also plays harmonica, tenor sax, sax man, Pat Carey, Michael Fonfara, I'm going to say these wrong probably, and who was,
right.
Oh, yay, and who was a member of the early American rock supergroup. Oh, this is, that's that word I can never say right, Rhinoceros, that is it?
You got it.
That was your, you were the singer in Rhinoceros, correct?
No, I wasn't, no.
Oh. No.
That was a gentleman named John Finley.
Okay.
Michael also played with Lou Reed for many years.
Yes, it says in Lou Reed's band, plays keyboards, Gary Kendall on bass, and drummer Mike Fitzpatrick. And then finally, with their signature jump blues styles and infectious, soulful sound, electric chair thing going here. Juno Award winners, Dan Child deliver a live performance that is second to none, and this special anniversary show is one not to be missed, or our show here on Musical Chairs.
Exactly. We're just happy to have you here for that. It's amazing. So, do you want to, why don't we play a song, and then we'll come back and talk about it. You want to do that, Lisa?
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, the first song we're going to play is a song, and I just love the title of this song. It's called Mississippi Woman, Mississauga Man. So that's just a U.S.-Canadian thing put together, which is just fantastic. So here we have Dan Child Blues Band singing Mississippi Woman, Mississauga Man. Everybody enjoy. Woo!
Mississauga man. Oh, when a Mississippi woman meets a Mississauga man, everybody party, everybody dance. Gonna grab your woman and take her by the hand. When a Mississippi woman meets a Mississauga man. Jumping at the juke, joint, popping in a bar. Mississippi woman meets a Mississauga man. Oh, and a Mississippi woman meets a Mississauga man. Everybody party, everybody dance. Gonna grab your woman and take her by the hand. When a Mississippi woman meets a Mississauga man. Everybody party, everybody dance. Gonna grab your woman and take her by the hand. When a Mississippi
woman meets a Mississauga man. Woman meets a Mississauga man.
Ooh, we're still dancing.
Awesome. Now, did you write that song, Chuck?
Yeah, I wrote that song. I grew up in Port Credit, part of Mississauga. And a lot of times when we're traveling around North America and other places in the world, I get asked where I learned how to play the blues, and I tell them the Mississauga Delta. The south side of Mississauga. So I actually run a blues festival there called the Tim Horton Southside Shuffle, and it's been going on for 21 years. We'll be playing there with Townchild in September. And
Can I get on that?
You can come and visit. It's all booked right now, but you can come to go to our website at southsideshuffle.ca.
Maybe next year.
It's gonna be a great lineup. Yeah, for sure. Give me a call.
Yeah.
I'll send you some.
Okay, I gotta ask. Do you have a Tim Hortons coffee with you right now?
Pardon me?
I was gonna say, do you have a Tim Hortons coffee with you right now?
Actually, you know, you'd be, yeah, I'm drinking a nice coffee actually.
So are we.
Yeah.
So who's the Mississippi woman?
Mississippi woman is a lady named the Mississippi Queen. Who actually has a restaurant in Hamilton, and she's from Mississippi, and she's I met her. She used to do food at the Southside Shuffle, and she's cooks up some great catfish, and was an inspiration for that song.
Oh,
wow, that's really cool. I love the story.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah. There really is one.
Now, I just wanted to ask you: do you play harp, or is that you playing harp on that?
Yeah, that's me playing harp on that.
Wow, that was great. So who was on guitar on that?
Mr. Downchild on guitar, and then the regular guys. There's no sax on that one, but there's
Donnie's
lots
still with
of...
us?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Donnie's Donnie's the only remaining original member of the band. And Donnie and his brother Hawk were the guys that inspired the Blues Brothers. That's why they call it the Blues Brothers, because Donnie and Hawk were brothers.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I got to
know
that.
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
Okay, I've got a question about autographs, because you've been doing this for all these years. Is it still special when people ask for your autographs?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, we have such great fans, and, you know, a lot of our fans have been around for the whole 50 years, and a lot of them now bring out their children or their grandchildren and introduce them to us, you know, and the blues. So, yeah, it's always a thrill to have people come up and say, you know, a lot of times we'll get, you played at our high school dance, you played at my son's wedding, or, you know, so, yeah, it's a real real thrill.
Yeah, back in the day when they used to have bands at the high schools, I remember those.
Yeah, I mean, we used to do double bills and stuff with bands like Rush, and it was a good tour. And then after the high schools, you got into touring all through the colleges, and now that doesn't happen anymore either.
I know. It was a way to climb the circuit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was.
But now there's lots of festivals and stuff, and like you said, you know, have your – did you say the Tim Hortons one is going to be in Port Credit?
Yeah, it's in Port Credit, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's our 21st year, and we have over 150 bands playing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
And, great lineup this year. We've got Miles Goodwin of April Wine has a new blues album out, and we've got great band Little Ed and the Blues Imperials from Chicago. Yeah, lots of great stuff.
You know what? Actually, I think it's 2004. Eric, you played with April Wine in the Peach Festival.
No, I opened up for them in Sudbury.
No,
yeah?
We got the picture. No. Oh.
Okay.
That was
Rick Emmett. Oh, darn it. See? Well, we're heading up north on Saturday. We're playing north of Timmins.
Oh, geez.
Flying up there. Yeah, a place called Four Keys. You know where that is?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't. But, it's a great little festival. We've played it a couple of times.
Oh, nice. So what day are you playing at the Southside Shuffle?
We close the festival every year for 21 years, so we'll play on the Sunday from 6 o'clock to 7:30.
Oh, cool.
Sunday, September 8th.
Sunday, September 8th.
Yeah. Well, what we can do, we're going to run to commercial in less than a minute, but when we come back, we will be playing. You want to drum roll the next song when we come back?
Or? Well, the next song we're going to be playing is a beautiful ballad, and I discovered it on your 2017 album. What's the name of it again?
It's called Something I've Done.
Oh. Yes, right. Okay, and the song we're going to be playing is called Take a Piece of My Heart, which I thought was just a beautiful ballad. And just sorting through, hundreds of songs, trying to decide which ones to play.
And that was written by our bass player, Gary Kendall.
But written by Gary Kendall. Okay, cool. So as we go to commercial, where are we here, Lisa?
Yeah, we're going to scooch off. I just let everyone know, you guys are going to want to hear this when you come back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Take a piece of my heart. take a piece of my heart. We talk about it all through the years. All the goddess world, heartache and tears. Just before you go, take a piece of my heart.
Whatever out of it. Wow.
Chuck, I was going to say, I can literally imagine you dropping to your knees, like, you know, begging her, like, no.
When you're saying,
yeah.
Getting the cape out and doing the James Brown.
Yeah.
There you go. Who was on piano on that?
Michael Fonfara.
Yeah. He's pretty good, eh?
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah. No, it was absolutely soulful and actually beautiful. Pat Carey playing sax on that?
Yep.
We'll just do a shout out, Mr. Pat Carey, sax player extraordinaire. So it was absolutely beautiful. We're going to move along here a little bit, though, just because we don't have a lot of time and I want to get a bunch of songs in here. So we're going to move to next is we're going to talk a bit about, what you know about the whole Blues Brothers thing. The next song was covered by Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi with the Blues Brothers. I Got Everything I Need, almost. So you're touring with Dan right now. How's that?
He's a great guy. He's been a real advocate of the blues. He's been a friend of ours for, my goodness, for, you know, since the early 70s. So, you know, yeah, he's, you know, he'll be doing some more. I think the next time we play with him is in Ottawa. And, you know, we did a show in Rochester the night before we did the jazz festival. And, yeah, real gentleman. And, you know, he just does a lot for the blues. He loves it. He's a true fan.
Yeah, he was up on stage at the Toronto. He was having fun dancing around up there. Now, you did one at Rama, too, didn't you, with him, Rama?
Donnie did something at Rama. I wasn't on that one, but he did something with the Blues Brothers in Rama, yeah.
Oh, I see. So that's a pretty good that's a good shout-out for Down Child to have a song like that sung by those guys, because it's, you know, obviously history.
Well, yeah, it certainly did. I mean, it revitalized the band, and you know, like those being on, you know, the Briefcase Full of Blues album in 78, but then also, too, when everything changed over to CDs and stuff like that, it was another boost economically for the band, too, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And John Belushi mentions your guy's name right on the album.
That's right, he does. And I have a beautiful portrait of the Blues Brothers, and on the back it's written, if it wasn't for Downchild Blues Band, there wouldn't have been any Blues Brothers.
Oh,
wow. Well, yeah. That is a segue. Oh, you have a
question? Well, I was going to say, that just fits beautifully into the gratitude. You know, they always say gratitude is how we rewire our brain for happiness. So that's awesome.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what we're going to go into is we're going to play I Got Everything I Need, almost. Lisa likes that.
Yeah.
by Downchild Blues Band, which was covered by the Blues Brothers, right here on Musical Chairs.
I got everything I need, almost. I got everything I need, almost. But I don't have you, and you're the thing I need the most. I got a car to buy, won't get me far. Got a wish on a star, you'll be mine. I got everything I need, almost. I got everything I need, almost, but I don't.
dance every time.
Great song, by the way.
Yeah, Donnie Walsh wrote that one.
Is that so? Who's singing it?
That's actually Donnie's brother, Hawk, singing that.
Oh, he's since passed, hasn't he?
Yeah, quite a while ago.
And unfortunately, Hawk's passed away, but yeah, he was the inspiration for John Belushi.
Well, you know, I want to just mention that you guys had another star play with you, Paul Schaefer, and on keyboards, and Paul Schaefer played in the Blues Brothers, at least on Briefcase Full of Blues, correct?
That's right. Yeah, he was the musical director for the band. And I believe he was also the musical director for the movies too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a fun job.
So yeah, he's always and you know, if people don't know who Paul Schaefer is, he was the musical director and keyboard player for David Letterman for years and years and years.
That's right, and he also is the musical director for all the inductions at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every year when they do the show there. He's the director for that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The other thing I heard was he was Don Kirshner. Who's the guy that did that? Don Kirshner?
Don Kirshner's rock concert.
Yeah, that was him.
No, that wasn't him.
It wasn't? I thought somebody read it like that was his persona or something. Maybe I read that wrong. Okay.
No. But he's actually from Thunder Bay, Ontario, and our bass player, Gary Kendall's from Thunder Bay, Ontario, and they played together in the early years in Thunder Bay. That's one of the things that reasons that he came to play with us, and he's always been a big fan of Michael Fonteras.
Oh, nice.
You know, it's nice, it's close knit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let's jump into the next little song here. What do we got going on?
The next song we're gonna play is an old favorite by Big Joe Turner. Wrote it. It's called Flip Flop and Fly.
Woo!
And you guys doing this in the show?
Oh yeah, that's our finale on the show, and yeah, it's it was a top 10 hit for Downchild in 1972.
Oh really?
And and on the Chum Charts in Toronto, and yeah, it was really the song that put Downchild on the map.
Oh.
Oh nice.
And flip flops are my favorite thing to wear if I can't go barefoot. So.
Ah, there you go.
And if you trip, you're flying. So flip flops.
That's right. Put some wings on those suckers.
Yeah. Maybe the next trend. All right, everybody, please enjoy Flip Flop Fly.
And Fly.
And Fly.
By Downchild Blues Band right here on Musical Chairs.
Now when I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. Now when I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. Take my corner rock right away from here. Now when I get lonesome, I get on the telephone. Now when I get lonesome, I get on the telephone. I call my baby, tell him on my way back home.
stuff. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. Now I flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly.
Flip Flop Fly, Downtown Blues Band. We have Chuck Jackson on the line with us today, folks. I think, Lisa, you had a couple questions about awards.
Awards! Because there's, you know what, it's probably an award in just and of itself, being a part of the band and doing your own thing and living your passion, but there's a lot of awards under the belt there.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough over the 50 years to win quite a few, and, you know, it's just about everybody in the band has won individual awards, too, so it's we've got a great band, and the newest member of the band, Mike Fitzpatrick, he's been in the band almost 20 years.
We're gone, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know, so that's true, and so luckily I'm still around.
Yeah, actually, that's a good way of looking at that. And now you've got, yeah, life too. But so yeah, with the awards of the band, are you guys up for nominated for any right now that we can all do some voting for? Or
Nothing right now because we don't really have we're not doing a new CD this year. We were nominated for a Juno. We've won a couple of Junos with Downtown. We've been nominated for many Junos. But right this year, we're putting out a new box set. That's going to feature some of the top songs from all our last 18 albums.
Oh.
And also, there's our 40th anniversary documentary, Flip, Flop, and Fly, 40 Years of Down Job. And that's just been re-released on Prime, Amazon Prime in the United States and Canada, so people can watch that.
Oh, awesome. Great.
The documentary.
Great.
And that's going to be on the box set. In the box set, you'll be able to get that with the box set.
Oh, the two big great things to look forward to. Okay, well, we're going to sneak away to commercials, our final commercials. But, all right, everybody, come back. Listen to more, some more.
With Downtown Blues Band and Chuck Jackson, lead singer.
Woo!
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Yourself and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Oh, I'm so glad that we are back. Woo! Musical Chairs, Eric Lambie, Elise Berry, and Chuck Jackson.
On the line from Downchild Blues Band. Welcome back, Chuck.
Nice to be back.
Okay. Just a friendly reminder, if anybody didn't catch that just before, I thought that was really exciting that there is, I'm dying now to see that documentary of your 40th anniversary, and that you said also with a box set. I just wanted to recap that for everybody, so on time.
Hopefully that'll be a Netflix.
Yeah, and we've got, Dan Aykroyd was a guest on that, and James Cotton, the late James Cotton, and Colin James.
Wow.
Yeah, and, a lot of great guests on that. It was a great show.
Everybody,
and you get to see the history of the Downchild Blues Band.
Oh, awesome. That's fantastic. Hard to wait for that to come out.
Oh, when is it coming out?
In the fall.
Okay. Okay. Non-GMO popcorn. Everybody go get some. All right. Okay. We're going to play.
We're going to get to the next song, which we want to, we'll talk to you about the song when we come back, because I just think the song is really cool. It's called Trying to Keep Her 88 Straight. And I'm just really interested to hear the inspiration for the song and what you know about the song. So
let's enjoy it.
So let's enjoy it here on Musical Chairs with guest Chuck Jackson from Downchild Blues Band, Trying to Keep Her 88 Straight.
Place of employment. Walked up to the piano and said hi to the boys. Then I called to the waiter, better send me some of that joy. About 11 o'clock, I called to the waiter, better bring me up a crock. 'Cause me and those black and white keys were beginning to rock. Let's rock! Loaded for trouble. I called to the waiter, better make that one a double. 'Cause cloud nine's close and sure to wanna burst this bubble. But I'm just
trying to keep her 88 straight.
I've got to
try to keep her 88 straight.
You know how hard
it is. Trying to keep her 88 straight. Trying to keep her 88 straight.
I like to get high.
Trying to keep her 88 straight.
down now after that one. My goodness.
Chuck, I have to tell you, like, the piano sounds like it's just having its own fun there, but it's actually, I thought of Eric because he's a piano player or keyboard player, and that is his style. And I was like, gosh, yeah, you got to learn that one. You got to play that one.
Yeah, Jane was an unbelievable boogie-woogie piano player. Unfortunately, she passed away in 1982 of leukemia, and she was one of the big stars of the band. I mean, people would come from all. She was a lovely, lovely lady. She actually, at the time, was Donnie's girlfriend, Mr. Downshell's girlfriend, and they used to, you know, the people used to line up on one side of the stage, and all the guys would be on her, and then, you know, they're playing in front of maybe like 11 girls, you know. she was not a fantastic player, one of the best in the world.
God, that was just like it felt like it was animated right through the whole, that was fun. Yeah.
You know, did she write it?
You know what? I'm not sure. That's something I'm not quite sure of. But, you know, the whole idea was, there's a lot of
craziness
in the business and, some drinking. And that the whole song is about, drinking and keeping it straight enough that you can still play. And she certainly could do that.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to be closing up soon, but what we wanted to just ask you about, you're on tour. When's the next time that you're playing? What's?
We're actually heading up to the Porky's on Saturday, flying up to Timmins and then going to Porky's. And then start we'll be playing at the Southside Shuffle, the Tim Horton Southside Shuffle in Port Credit, closing the festival on Sunday, September 6th. And, Sunday, September 8th. And you can go to the Downshell website at downshell.com.
Now, any kind of tickets, is there kind of how that work?
So on the website, we have 4 stages, continuous stages going the whole plus license. 2 stages are free, 2 of the stages are ticketed. It's $30 for a weekend pass. We see over 50 bands. We close Lakeshore Road down for the Rabbit Fine Food Street Shuffle, and that's got 30 bands, so it's like Mardi Gras. All the bars and restaurants in town have music, so there's a lot of free stuff and some ticketed things too.
That sounds like, what an awesome Labor Day weekend.
The weekend after.
Yeah, we like to make sure the kids are back in school so the adults can have some fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good release there because, just going to the festivals, if nobody's ever gone to a festival, there are not just the bands that are on the main and the side stages, but there is a lot of music around. And there's also a lot of culture, like a lot of the restaurants, a lot of cafes.
Yeah, we have some great stuff. We have a junior jam hosted by Mark Bird Stafford. It's all kids under 18 playing the blues and getting the chance to play on the big stage. This year, because of the 50th anniversary of Woodstock on Saturday, we're dedicating the whole evening on the main stage to Woodstock. So we've got Tony Springer doing Hendrix. We've got the CCR band playing. We've got Matt Weindinger from Kitchener doing the Who. And then we've got a big show with myself and a bunch of guests doing 50th anniversary celebration of Woodstock and peace and music, so that'll be great.
Okay, I'm sold. I'm coming.
Awesome.
We're going to track you down. We'll get your autograph.
No problem. Please do. Let me know. Come on out and visit.
Yeah. So
we want to thank you for coming on the show. So thank you, Chuck.
Thank
I really
so
appreciate
much.
It.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And having us on. And also, folks, you can also get our stuff if you look on iTunes, Spotify, or Spreaker. Just put in Musical Chairs. Musical Cheers. Musical. musical
had a few too many cheers.
Hey, maybe we have some wine here.
Spirits.
Musical Chairs, Home Times Radio, and all of our podcasts will come up. And thank you once again, Chuck Jackson, for being on the show. Downshell Blues Band, congratulations. 50th
Woo,
year.
50th.
And we're going to end.
Thanks, folks. It was a real pleasure.
Aw, thank you.
We're going to end the show with a song called It's Been Too Long.
Oh.
And thank you, everybody, for being here. I am host Eric Lambier.
And I'm Lisa Berry.
Thank you for joining us on Musical Chairs on Home Times Radio.
Now we can say it. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, Chuck.
so long since I felt like clapping my hands. But I just can't help it when I hear a real good man. It's been so long since I heard my bulldog bark. Been so long since I heard my doggy bark. It feels so good just to walk a man apart. I just wanna ride the range. Just another cowboy. I just wanna ride the range. Oh, come on, baby, let's do something strange. It feels so good to have everything going my way.